Good evening, Rabbi Yisrael. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We are holding in Parshas Kisavai by Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Chav Dalet. Orer Makir Yehu Basoser. Cursed is a man who smites his friend in hiding. Vi Omar Kola Om, Amen. And all the people shall respond, Amen. Says Rashi, what is this going on? Makir Yehu Basoser, Aloshon Hara, Hu Omer. The Pirkei Der Belezer. And Perek Nun Gimel says that this is referring to Loshon Hara. I've seen in the Yisoydi Ramosha Darshan. Yud Aleph Arun Yeshkan. There are 11 Arurin over here. Keneged Kabolas Yud Aleph Shvatim. That's Keneged the 11 Shvatim. Keneged Shimon like Kosov Aura, but Keneged Shevet Shimon, it doesn't say Aura. Levishalei Haya Believe by the Vorachai. Moshe Rabbeinu did not have in mind to bless Shimon. Lifnei Moshe before he was Niftir. Keshabirich Shar Shvatim. When he was Mevorich, the rest of the Shvatim. For that reason, he didn't want to curse him. Pasuk Chaf Hey, Oru Lekeach Shoychad. Cursed is the man. A curse shall be the man that takes bribery. Lahakis Nefesh, to smite a person, a soul. Dom Naki, innocent blood. V'Omar Kol Ha'om Amen. And all the people shall say Amen. Pasuk Chavov, Oru Asher Lo Yokim Es Divri HaTorah Hazois. Cursed shall be the man that does not be making this Torah, doesn't have this Torah stand up. Lastly, say some to do it. We'll see what that means. It's a machlokes Rashi and Ramban over here. The Omar Kolam Amen, and all the people shall say Amen. Zok Rashi Asher Lo Yokim Kan Kolal Es Kol HaTorah Kul. Over here, it was Kol the whole Torah. V'Kiblu Aleihem Ba'Olo V'Shvu. The Gemara says in Shvuz, the Flamed Vavam and Aleph, that they makabel it on themselves with an Olo and with a Shavua. The Ramban says that this is referring to the person has to be moida in mitzvahs in his heart. The Ramban says it has to be all the mitzvahs the Ribbono Shel Olam tells you have to be emes. V'yamin, and he has to believe that someone that does the mitzvahs he'll get schar. V'yoyver alein yonish. And the one that's over on it will get a punishment. So what is Asher Lo Yakum or Asher Lo Yakum's Divrei Torah Hazois? That means Pashat Schar and Oynish. That's what the Ramban is learning. You teach it to a young child when a kid's 5, 6, 7 years old. So you teach him, if you do something, you'll get rewarded for it. And if you do something wrong, or you don't do something, then you'll get an Oynish for it. Pashat Schar and Oynish. Vim Yichbor Be'achas. The Ramban says, if you'll be... you'll be but koy for one of these mitzvahs. Itiya bein of but la'olam, and it, or it'll be in his eyes that it's butl forever. Hina hu or he's a cursed man. And then lemais it starts the brachas in the beginning. We'll see a few psukim. And the rest you'll have to be mashlim yourself, because we're not going to finish. There's 69 psukim in Perek Chav Ches in the Teichecha, and then there's another 8 till the end of the parasha, and then you have the Haftorah to do in Kumi Oiri, which is 22 psukim in Yeshaya Samch. So I refer you to the other MP3s that we made to listen to them if you're not going to do it on your own, but you should definitely try to do it on your own. Al Kapanim, let's see a few psukim, and then I'm going to say over a few things that maybe we could say over on Shabbos. Vahayim Shemaya Tishma Bakoy Hashem Elikecha. It shall be if you will listen to the voice of Hashem Elikecha Lishmar to observe Lasis and to do as kol mitzvahs of all his mitzvahs Asher Noichim Mitzavcha Yoyim that I'm commanding you today. When the Sancha Hashem Elikecha Elyon Al Kol Gayaretz, Hashem will make you supreme over all the nations of the land. Pasuk Veizuvau Alecha Kol Abrachis Eilan. All these brachis will come upon you Vesigucha, and they will reach you. Because you listen to the voice of Hashem Elikecha. Baruch atah be'ir, blessed are you in the city. Baruch atah basada, blessed are you in the field. We'll see Rashi in a minute. Pasuk dal, let's get the shishi. Baruch pri vitnecha, blessed is the fruits of your womb. Ufri ad moscha, and the fruits of your land. Ufri vemtecha, and the fruits of your animals. Shigar lefecha, that's valdis b'korcha. Rashi says that's what your bokor, your cattle sends forth. The ashtres tzeinecha, like the Targum says, that's edrei onoch, that the flock of sheep. There's another pshan Rashi we'll see. Pasuk Hey, Baruch Tanacha Umishartecha, blessed is your pay raise. Is one pshat in Rashi, another pshat is a moist thing that you filter or masanin basal, and we'll see in Rashi. Umishartecha is a davar yavish, that's something that doesn't flow. So that's all blessed. Pasuk Vav, Baruch Ata Bevayecha, blessed are you in your coming. Uvaruch Ata Betzeisecha, and blessed are you when you exit the world. So let's see Rashi over here. Shkar lefechas val that we spoke it out the Rashi bets, and let's just see the second pshat of Rashi. Rabbi Sheni Amru lamenikar shema ashteros shemashiris es baleyan. The Gemara says in Chulin pei dalar bebeis. Why is it called ashteros? Because it's masher. It enriches its baleim. Machzika saisim kashteros alolu shein slaim chazakim. These strong rocks, they're machzik them. So to these are machzik them. Baruch. So we said that Rashi. Now baruch, let's skip to pasuk vav. Rashi baruch atah b'vayecha baruch atah b'tzisecha. Listen to this Gemara. That your exiting of this world shall be without sin. Like you came into this world. That's what the Gemara says. This is a quote from B'Metziah of Zayin Amid Aleph. So there's a few pshatim over here. What's the pshat? Number one, you could say a pi what the Gemara says in Nida. Daf Lamed Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Lema Havla Doime B'Mei Imoy. What is a child, an embryo, look like in his mother's womb? Lepinkas makupel, it's like a folded over ledger. V'chule, the Gemara says, umalam denoise kolatar kula, the whole story over there, and he has a ner dolak al roish, the Gemara says, it's soif umav, misoif oilam atsoif, and the Mashal says over there in the Gemara, it's not a physical ria because he can't see out through his mother's womb, it's obviously a pteruchnis de karia. Okay? And they teach him, it says, umalam denoise kolatar kula, and they teach him the whole Torah. And when it comes time to leave, the Malach comes, and the Satri al piv. So the babas, the grandmothers, say that it's this mark that you have under your nose, that you come, they tap you over there. Whether it is Ashaken or Shalom, we don't know. But that's what the babas say. Al Kapanim, they teach it to him. So, says the Sifsei Chacham, that's what it means. Vel Zen Nemar, it says, Orur at the Bevayecha. You're cursed when you come. What does that mean? Shemeshakim Kol Torah. Because the Torah that you learned in the mother's womb, if you wouldn't have learned it, so you would have never been able to be masig it. Because Torah is mi pi elyon, but that they make you forget. That's our baruch our at the bevayecha, va'or at the bitzaysecha shetishka gam atayir shetilmud bezel oilam rechmon alzon. That you're gonna have that thing that's going in the or. We're really focusing on the baruch over here. Alkaponim, the or is that you're gonna forget that Torah also, but. And tchilas dina shel adam, he says is al iskas atayir, is on esek atayir. The Gemara says in Kedushin Daf Mem. That's one pshat. So obviously, mida toiv meruva mida peroni is the fakert. If you're blessed, that means you can remember your Torah. That if a person's amal in Torah, so he'll remember his Torah. Inside the Torah that he was taught with the Malach, inside the Torah that he's going to learn in this world. Oid yesh lemer. Another pshat, he says, the bias shel adam lezeh oilam hu bebechia. When a person comes into this world, so he cries. Kikain derech atina keshebol avri oilam shuboich. The derech of a child is, the Sifsacham says, is when he's born, so he cries, and it's very good for him, agav, because it strengthens his vocal cords. So if the baby cries right away, it's not good to quiet him. It's let him cry a little bit. So too, when a person leaves this world, it's going to be bebechia. Like the Gemara says in Ksubas Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, if a guy dies while he's laughing, so then Simon Yofaloi, so that's very good. He's going to a nice paradise. Nice place. Mitoich Bechi, if I care, it's a Simon Rally. So that's what? Baruch Atah B'Vayecha, Baruch Atah B'Tzeisecha. Okay, so now, I just wanted to point out a very good Shemaka Gemara. We have a pasuk later in the Toichecha. We're going to leave that Shishi, and if I said to the end, you could do it yourself. It's from here, it's basically till the end of Perek Chavches, you have from pasuk Zayin to pasuk Samach Tes, which is 62 psukim, but there's not so many Rashi's on the Toichecho. And then you have 8 psukim to the end. You have Baruch 70 psukim till the end to finish off, and then you have 22 psukim left to. Usually we would finish it in the shir, but this week we didn't finish it in the shir. But I just wanted to mention, it says later, in Pasuk Samachay, if you could turn today, you look inside, Chof Ches Samachay, it says, Uvagoyim Ahem Loisar Gia. And with these goyim, you will not be margia. It says, "Aliyah banoyach lekafraglech." It won't be rest for the palms of your feet. V'nosan Hashem lecha shom leiv ragas, and Hashem will give you over there
a trembling heart. V'chilyon einayim, and a longing of the eyes. V'dava nofesh, and suffering of the soul. Rachmana litzlan. So the Targum said, Ayin Shem with Rashi, what it means, Kilian and I means Mitzapa Lachua, he's looking forward for salvation, it's not going to come. Lev Ragas means Lev Charod, means a frightened heart. Like the Targum says, Dochil. Like it says in Sha'ol Mitachas Rogzalachon, Yeshaya, Shamu Ami Yergozun, Moises Shemaim Yergozun, different psukim.
So the Gemara says in Chav Beis, in Adar, an interesting Maisa. Story. Gemara says like this. Chof Beis Amir Aleph. Gemara says like this. On this pasuk, Ula b'mesikta la'arad Yisrael. When Ula was going up to Eretz Yisrael, Islavu le'train b'nei chuzoi. So he had these two chuzoi people that were going along with him, b'hadei, to accompany him. Kom chad. So one of them got angry at the other one, and he stands up. Shachta l'chavre. He shechts his friend. He says, I had enough of you. One of the goyim that he was with. And Jews. Or Rashi Taka says over there that we're Jews. No Yisrael Nino? You're right. Because otherwise, if it was goyim. So we went through this Taka last time. So then, it wouldn't be a problem. Because you can see the Hemshech in the Gemara. But I saw someone first says that we're Yisraelim. I don't see it now. But there are other ones that say that it was Yisraelim. Akol Panim. So one of them got angry at the other one. So what does he do? He pulls out his knife. I mean, everybody had a knife in those days. So he pulls out his knife and he shechts him. Shem Yirachim. And Ula's there. So the Gemara says, Omer Leila Ula. So the one that, the shechter over here, the shechet over here, he says to Ula, Yeyus Avdi, did I do properly? Did I do a good job? Omer Leila Yein, yeah, you did a great job. Upar Leila Beis Hashchita, you just didn't finish it off. Just, you know, rip out the rest of his, tear out the rest of his Beis Hashchita. No, finish it off. You didn't finish the job off. Ki asla kamei de Rabbi Yochanan. So he comes to Eretz Yisrael. He comes to Rabbi Yochanan. Amar lei, he says to Rabbi Yochanan, Dil mechas v'sholam achzike yidei oivir aveiru. Chas v'sholam, maybe I was machzik the hands of an oivir aveiru. This man's a murderer. He's a ritzeach. And he asked me if he did a good job. I pushed it, was afraid. So I told him, yeah, he did a great job. Just finish it off. You know, he didn't finish the guy off. He's still mefracheses, the guy. He's still alive. Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan says, don't feel bad. Nafshecho hitzalta. You saved yourself. You saved your life. Why? Because if you wouldn't have done it, then the man would have killed you too. Because he was in a mad rage, and he had a knife in his hand, and it was dripping with dam, with blood. So he would have just continued with you. Nafshecho hitzalta. Katam Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan now was wondering. Mechti. Let's analyze this. Ksiv, it says, V'nosan Hashem l'cho shom leiv ragos. Bebovel ksiv. It says in our pasuk in this week's parashah, pasuk samachay in the Teichecha, over there Hashem is going to give you a lev ragos, right, a frightening heart. Where is that? Bebovel. Sham means over there. Bebovel in Bovel. So how is it shayich? You were in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan is assuming at this point in the Gemara. How did someone get so angry that ad kedei kach that he killed the guy? How did he get so mad? That's what Rashi says here. The Mefarish. How's it shaykh? He got so angry. You're in Eretz Yisrael. How's it shaykh? Omalei, so Ula tells him, hey, now who shaita? Loyev Ridin Yarden. At that time, we didn't come into the Yarden. We still didn't cross the Yarden. We were still in Chutz Laaretz. And we weren't in the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael. So mainly calm down. Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, now I can understand it. Atkan the Gemara. That's what the Gemara says, a story. So the Marsha and this Gemara says over here, a very important thing for people that are in Eretz Yisrael for many years to know, and people that are just coming to Eretz Yisrael to know, and it's Choshen Mar Malkum. I heard it first when I first came to Eretz Yisrael. I saw it first, and then I heard Reb Shalom Avivan saying this over. But I think I saw it first in the Marsha, but I'll read you the Marsha. The Marsha says like this. V'nosan Hashem l'cha sham leiv ragas b'bovel. What's the reason? The Yetzahara of a person, his evil inclination, has more shlita over him in Chutz Laaretz more than in Eretz Yisrael. The kas comes from the mid of Yetzahara. The Zukavanas Akosav, it says like this. Before I bring him into the land Eretz Yisrael,
by the Dora Midbar it says. Rotzalaymer, after I know, since I know that he has such a Yetzirah that's shoiled in him, and what he's doing today in the Midbar, but Terem Aviyanu, before he comes to Eretz Yisrael. So I know he has such a Yetzirah, because the Yetzirah is immense, is enormous in Chutz L'Aretz. So I'm not going to get, if he does over an Aveira, I don't understand, it's understandable. He'll get a punishment, but I'm not going to give him such an Oynish. But if they come to Eretz Yisrael, if they're going to do those Averis that they did in Chutz L'Aretz in Eretz Yisrael, they get a bigger Oynish if they do those same Averis they did in Chutz L'Aretz. Since the Yetzirah is not so shoyled in a person in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore if he did the Aver in Chutz L'Aretz, say this, it was your Chutz L'Aretz. What are you supposed to do? People get angry there and kas is from that midah. But if your Yetzirah is not so shoyled in Eretz Yisrael and you do the same Avero, then Chas Shalom, it's much worse. That's how the Marshal says found this Gemara. In conclusion, I just wanted to mention, how do you control your Yetzirah? So Rabbeinu Bechaya tells us in this week's parasha, you have to have Yerushamayim. What is the most important thing that a person has to have is Yerushamayim. It says, Im leisishmer lasleis, in Pasuk Nun Ches, Im leisishmer tishmer lasleis, es kol divrei ha-toyra ha-zois, ha-ksuvim ba-sefer, li-yiras Hashem, en-nichbod vi-anoiro, be'er ba-kos va-zeh, ki ha-kavon b'chol ha-mitzah, she-ba-toyra tachlis achas, ol-kavon of all the mitzahs in the Torah is one purpose, v'hi ha-yira. That's Yiras Shamayim. It says, Yiras Hashem, hi ha-itzaroi, i-yiki Yiras Hashem, en, v'loi, loi. Shutai shel mikra yiras Hashem unachas beitzaria elyon. What's in the Rebbeinu Shlom's upper oitzer? Ve'chove vetzle v'seisa le'eschar. The Rebbeinu Shlom gives you schar because it's in his storage house. V'hola madata. This teaches you like this. Shayira ikir hakoil. The main thing is yiras Shemayim. Ugedoy lehi mishara midas. That's more than other midas. It's greater. V'hi oila kol mitzvahs. It's more than other mitzvahs. Why? Sheshara mitzvahs get tefillin v'tzitzis. Yitzben yeshlem zman b'zman asiyas. And other mitzvahs, tefillin, you do in the morning. Or some people do whatever. There's a tzitzis. It's during the day. V'kivin shagam alasayis and rei bottle. You finish tefillin, so you got to take them off. And you bottle from them. You don't have that mitzvah anymore. Tzitzis is on you, but as soon as you take it off, you don't have it. V'loy kein mitzvahs ayir. Yir Shemayim is not like that. Ki ein lo zman. There is no time. Aval hi kayemes lo oilam. It remains forever. B'chol eis v'chol shah at all times. Zer shekosav, it says, in Tehillim Yotes, Yiras Hashem tahayra, imedes la'ad. It's always there. Mashenken b'shar mitzvahs, shebizman kotzav negemar zachar siyosim. By other mitzvahs, it stops right away, after a certain time. V'yira ein lo shleimus kem amaisim. Zer shom, it says, im lo sishmar lasis. You gotta do. You gotta act on it. Lizer b'loises evikayim mitzvahs asit imakayim. The mitzvahs of Asay, and yet that means that's a mit, that Yiras Shemayim is a mitzvah that's Nimshecha's Talmud all the time. So how do you, if a person was over Averis in Chutz L'Aretz, so he was over, he could understand it, but you come to Eretz Yisrael, be over those same Averis, it's much worse because you have less of Yetzirah in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Pasuk's telling you. So how do you get, you control Yetzirah is Dafka Dor through Yiras Shemayim, and that is different than other mitzvahs because it's Kayemes La'olam. With that, Rabbi Isai, we finish today's share.